Stuff going on here. This has been a weird week in general for your truly. Before I dive into this short edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast, you know where to find us wherever you listen to podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can follow me on Twitter at Eddie_3G. Again, that's Eddie_3G, and I have said this a few times already. I've told a couple people already in the past, the wrong Twitter handle, because I've changed it so many times, but this has stuck with me for quite some time. Again, at Eddie_3G is the Twitter handle. I'm going to double check myself here just to make sure. Yeah, how silly is that here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast? But yeah, it's been... I said it wrong again. So, the correction, folks. How can I get my own Twitter handle wrong? At Eddie_EG3. I said it wrong on a laptop podcast. My fault. At Eddie_EG3. If you're looking for me, that's where you find me. Again, one more time, ladies and gentlemen. At Eddie_EG3. For the latest, oh my goodness, I should be a damn shame myself. Yeah, it's been an off week for yours truly here. Been a busy week and an off week, obviously. Wednesday night here, late. it wasn't Wednesday night. Well, it was all day Wednesday, but it started Tuesday night. Fell to victim to stomach bug. Apparently, my wife's studio is apparently going through it. So apparently... I am going through the same thing, but not yet. I want to be on here talking to y'all if I still was. I'm still feeling slight effects of it, but overall, I feel good physically, glad to be alive and healthy outside of that. But yeah, just dealing with that the rest of the week, it's been a little rough, but hey, man, I mean, gotta try to get through it the best you can, and you see the sun shining on the other side, and that's what I'm doing right now here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast, talking to you guys for just a little bit. It's not the recap edition. We already talked about that. Well, I talked about that last week's edition of the podcast with Justin Champagne as the latest special guest. If you missed out on all that great conversation and all that good conversation, looking for that, please go down, download, and check that out wherever you get podcasts. That's right. If you missed out on any of that or any other episodes from the first quarter of the season, please go download and check out the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Did I mention it was Martinsville week? Yes, it is. I'm recording right now during the beginning of the Xfinity Series race as well. And we got also a special treat for y'all on Monday, looks like, as well. So another special edition of the podcast, another special guest returning on the podcast. Well, it's been actually forever since I had him on the podcast, but he's a part of the Drive Diversity Program again, and he's back once again. So very, very excited to have him back on the podcast here. And yeah, so looking forward to that as well as, okay. So anyways, here real quick here, want to look ahead to tomorrow night, obviously, with the Cup Series race. Here, as the last time we saw them, they were at Bristol Dirt, and Joey Logano finally cashed it in after being in contention for quite some time to get my schedule switched over from the Xfinity to the Cup side, as this episode will be coming out prior to the Cup Series primetime race tomorrow. And they were supposedly dealing with some weather as well. I know we got some rain throughout the week here in Manhattan, Kansas, and there are reports of rain throughout the week over there in Martinsville. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Obviously, the big story coming into this race, seven races, seven winners, and a possible eighth here on, really, I'm just going to go ahead and roll with it. Since, yes, I'm courting on Friday night, which the Cup race is tomorrow night. I'm going to go ahead and say tonight. So, yeah, seven races, seven different winners. And I tell you, my dude, Truex, is coming in as the favorite in this one. And yes, even though, yes, Chase Elliott has also been the other denominator in this thing. The last time we were there, obviously, it was between the 9 and 19 again, battling out for that final spot to get in to the final four. There, Chase Elliott, we all remember what happened at Pitt Road, the turning point of that entire playoffs there. And then Truex, like we've seen numerous times, having a chance to win, and then the pit crew blows it there, which they did not tighten one of the wheels on the wheels on it, and basically took him out of a chance to contend for that spot right there. But anyways, when it comes to the sprint race right here, he's won, actually, he's won a sprint in the fall race. Check that. I thought he won a sprint race 2 years in a row. It's actually the fall when he clinched a spot in the final four, and he came back, turned around last year and put it on him in the second half of the race after getting damaged early on in the race. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night. Even though I am not going to be in front of the TV, I'm going to be with some friends on this one. But don't worry, I'm going to have my phone in close tap. So don't worry, I'll have the DVR. I'll have the race DVR and all that. So hey, that's what Sunday's for, right? That's what Sunday's for. But hey, I'm looking forward to it. So it should be a good one. Another good battle between the 9 and 19, possibly. And then you got to look more, no further than against Team Penske as well. Blaney getting the victory lane first. Joey Logano, who actually led half of this race, spring race last year, if I'm not mistaken. And then another person who has not gotten the victory lane yet this year, Brad Keselowski, shut out so far in 2021. He's looking to make his mark here in 2021. I'm going to take a look at the standings here briefly here. Let's check him out here. 1-10 here, shall we? Denny Hamlin on a landslide, 58 points to Joey Logano. And then you look at Martin Truex Jr. third, Kyle Larson fourth, Brad Keselowski, that's your top five. The rest of your top 10 includes William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, and the other guy that has won this year, Christopher Bell, sitting in, it's a tie for 10th, really. Christopher Bell and Austin Dillon, they're sitting in there. And then not too far behind there is the Daytona 500 upset winner, Michael McDowell, there in the mix there. You got to go all the way down here. There's a lot of big names, and the talk has picked up. There's going to be 15, 16 winners, possibly, and all that other stuff. Look, there's a lot of big names in here that has yet to win. I already pointed out one of them in Keselowski. Kevin Harvick, who has really struggled at Martinsville, might have his work cut out for him again this tonight. As you know, last time he was there, that team was way off base. There, Chase Elliott, has the defending champ, series champ, has yet to win in 2021. Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Alex Bowman. Yeah, you go down the line here, Eric Jones. And I'm looking at a couple of sleepers possibly here. Bubba Wallace could come alive here tonight as well. He runs very good. I look forward to him running strong tomorrow and possibly contend for, I wouldn't say it's a reach, but I'm just going to put it out there, a possible top five. Yeah, I'm going to wing it out there. Possible top five. Me and Justin. Well, Justin went out and said that he's going to win Martinsville. So, a spoiler alert. Sorry if you have not checked out that last episode of the podcast. So he gets around pretty good, and he was rolling last year in that 43, and he's in better equipment. But if they just put the right whole race together, they'll be all right to go. Eric Jones put together a couple good, nice top 10 runs in the first quarter of the season. He got Almirola, ain't done nothing. De Benedetto already, well, he's on the hot seat and so forth. Yeah, there's just a lot of guys, and, you know, nobody's yet, out of the seven winners, is yet to win. I mean, Kyle Larson, Truex have been close to winning their second race of the season, but late race carnage, or whatever craziness you want to call it, has taken himself out of that opportunity to win, to be up there for to finish the deal. So that's that as well. Here recently, your top finishers at Martinsville, and I said his name at the top, Brad Keselowski, and my numbers are going back a little bit to 2018, has a win, 6 top 10s, and then he's followed by his teammate Blaney with 5 top 10s, okay now, and then Martin Truex Jr. sitting there, average finish, 6, right with Blaney, 2 wins, 5 top 10s for him. He's gotten a hold down of this place. Joey Logano, your recent Cup winner, coming into this race tonight, a win, 5 top 10s. He average finished about 7th. Kurt Busch, average finish of 8th, 4 top 10s. And I'm going to cut it off right here. Kyle Busch, average finish of around 9th with 4 top 10s in there as well. And Denny Hamlin, after that, Denny Hamlin used to have a stranglehold of his place as well. Ain't been his playground as of late. It's got to belong to them Penske boys. And then Truex right there. And I would probably put Chase Elliott in that same settlement as well. So this thing tonight is going to be something here tonight when the Cup Series takes center stage. And when this thing sets, the Xfinity Series is all going to be wrapped up as I am recording currently right now. When the Xfinity Series... Wait, I just had it. There we go. When the Xfinity Series is going on right now.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Reminder, tonight, Martinsville race tonight going down on FS1. That's coverage starts 6:30 Central Time. And I'm just going to go right to it real quick before I go through the news real quick here. Yes, the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 going down tonight, 6:30 Central Time for the listening states of Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma. And they have, of course, Eastern Time, 7:30. That's Martinsville time right there. So looking forward to beating the Manning racing here. And it'll be fun to see what happens tonight. Will any of the guys that have not won step up to the plate? Or we're going to see a past winner this year, like a Truex or Logano, step up to the plate and get their second win of the season? Tune in to FS1 for all the laps to find out about that as well. So looking forward to that. And of course, the start line for the Xfinity, I know this will be posted a couple hours tomorrow, but I don't have any updates on the Xfinity Series as of yet. But you're starting top 10 as of right now anyways. When this episode goes out, it'll be already over. Harrison Burton, the last time the Xfinity Series was out there, it was Harrison Burton taking the win. And he won 2 of 3 races in the round of 8, not being a playoff contending driver. He will lead the field of green when this race does start. Justin Allgaier, front row. AJ Allmendinger, somebody you have to pay attention to, gets around this place very well. He'll start 3rd. Daniel Hemric, 4th. Justin Haley will start 5th. Austin Cindric, Riley Hurst, Noah Gregson. Noah Gregson's finished 3rd the last time of Xfinity Series here last fall. Mike Snyder, again, your let's not forget now, that's your Homestead winner right there. And Michael Annette, ever consistent Michael Annette, starts 10th. That is your starting lineup going into to that Xfinity Series race tonight. Tonight. I record tonight as well. So they wanted to get that attention squared away. And of course, the trucks will not be back until 2 weeks from tonight. I want to double check that real quick. Yep. That's next week, actually. Check it. That's next Saturday night. The Truck Series returns to action to Richmond Raceway next Saturday afternoon. So check that as well. So the trucks will be back out there. And some news that I stumbled on earlier this morning. Jeff Gordon, that I read, got hit with a little symptoms of the COVID, but he is supposed to be as scheduled. Go ahead and call tonight's cup race as with the boys, Clint Boyer and Mike Joyce. He's going to be up there in the booth as well. And how about this? Sonoma, which has been in question marks from the beginning of the year, ever since last year, shutting his thing down, is welcoming back fans back to the track in June. How exciting is that? Yes. Sonoma, of course, we did not race over there last year due to this whole pandemic. Letting fans back in the stands when the race comes around in June. So excited. I was a little worried about this race, about this track. Let's not forget, California has been very, very strict in their rules since the pandemic started back last spring. So this is a welcome sight there as well. And that slippery slack track, that technical track there, Sonoma, looks like we're going back. That's some good news there for NASCAR. And so definitely looking forward to going back. Well, not me going back, but NASCAR going back over there. It's been a year out since racing has happened out there as well. So looking forward to that as well. So hey, that's big news there for NASCAR as well. And then turn around here real quick here as we wind down the short edition of 3Wide NASCAR podcast here. Tyler Reddick was the next guy involved in the next gen car as it concluded its test at Darlington this past week. Of course, Tyler Reddick knows how to get around the old Darlington. We know how he gets around. He rips the fence. You know how he does it. Rips the wall really, really well. Really came on strong in the cup race at Homestead and was the fastest car on the racetrack then until ran into Truex and Larson. That three-car battle there for the second there, and if Reddick would have made clean passes on both of them, he might have had something for Byron there. We'll never know about that, but that was a heck of a battle for second place there. But Tyler Reddick giving the next-gen car a good test around the high waves as well. So that's kind of a look around the news this week that I have on here. Turning it back over here real quick before we get ourselves prepared for Martinsville. Yeah, you tell, it's been a long week. Been a long week, folks. But hey, here real quick, going back to the two races last year, obviously. What is this thing doing? This is not what I want right here. Okay, but last year's race, obviously, if I focus in on that real quick here, what am I looking for? Yeah, so early on, yeah, Martin Truex Jr., he started off strong. Well, he actually faded a little bit, and then something happened. I know he had that damage in stage two, struggled a little bit, and then that 19 came to life in stage three and just walked away with the thing right there. Yeah, Joey Logano, like I mentioned, he led 234 laps in last year's race there. is there only the finished fourth, and you have Keselowski sitting there, Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is somebody you're going to have to watch. And I did not mention him in more in the repeat winners. He has a definitely good chance to do so. He's always gotten around this place very good. He led 34 laps a year ago. Your top 10 from last year, the 19 Truex, led majority of the final stage, 132 laps led en route to another Martinsville win. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Joel Logano, Chase Elliott, your top five, Alex Bowman, Matt DiBenedetto, William Byron, Kurt Busch, and Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson was hanging up there late in that race as well. He finished in the top 10, obviously. Now, you fast forward to 2021, he's doing the whole IndyCar thing as well. So, yeah, that's your top 10 right there. And I want to go back to the last time we were there, the playoff race there, like I mentioned there, the battle between the 9 and the 19, which 9 took it there, capitalized on the pit mistake by Truex, like I mentioned, and Chase Elliott, the common denominator here in this thing. Even though Joey Logano did not win the spring race last year, when he led over 200 laps, Chase Elliott led over 200 laps in this thing. So if you get this thing hooked up, these cars hooked up a little bit, yeah, you can lead, but you always got to deal with that lap traffic. That's going to be key in this thing here tonight for the Cup Series race is lap traffic. Always plays a havoc there, and you know the second and third place cars, and you know in the middle of these races, you're going to get the long runs. That is going to be the key of this thing. You don't have a very good long run car, you can say good night, folks, to it, and it's gonna be a miserable night. It is what I mean. Yeah, you're gonna get your rash of cautions here and there, quick cautions here and there. But yeah, that's the thing right there. If you don't get hooked up early, then yeah, if you don't have a good long run car, it's gonna be a long night. So we'll see. We'll definitely see who hits it off. I know. My guy, I mean, they didn't hit it off right away, but they hung around. Especially that was the turning point in that race last year, was the 19. They weren't all there, and they caught a break there toward the end of the second stage. And then when they got there, I know that they had that front end damage, but when they got out front, it was a wrap. And that thing that thing just took off and held off the 12 car Blaney. So I mean, you can have damage and not have it too much of a deal because it's short track racing and everything else. So, but you get a little bit too much damage, yeah, it can affect some of the areas there of the race car. So, yeah, you can leave a whole bunch of laps here if you don't get a rash of cautions that we tend to get. Now, obviously, the spring race last year, I don't think. I mean, there are a couple cautions here and there. I think they're pretty much spread out, kind of like the fall race going back to November as well. So you get it hooked up a little bit, and you can go some places there. So that's kind of a look there. Yep, and I mean that's going to be the key here. Can Keselowski make it 8-for-8, or we're going to see a past winner? Like I just talked, I talked about three of them already, and I'll throw Kyle Larson in there. Also, he's gotten a little better at Martinsville as well. So it's going to be an interesting ball game race tonight to see who come out on top. And obviously, the next time on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, we will have all the recap of the races from the paperclip in Martinsville. Again, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, if I've said it wrong in the past, I apologize for that. Again, follow me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. I'm saying it right this time. And again, you know what to do with a 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. That is going to be another wrap for another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast tonight. Martinsville style edition of the podcast. We'll be back with our regular episode next week. But actually before then, there's going to be another episode jumped out there on Monday. Stay tuned for that as well. But for now, we're going to be signing off for right now. Get us racing for some short track racing Eddie Gritta III, Big D, producer. I've not said much of him lately as well. He's doing a little bit of still stuff as well for the podcast as well. Appreciate him as always. Enjoy the racing this weekend. We will talk to you on the next edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And don't forget, I'll have the EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week on the next episode of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast.
Wherever you get your sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.